The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd, so they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go out and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every time I go on a fishing trip, my iPhone gets water damage. So to remedy that, my brother for Christmas sent me a waterproof camera. Naturally, he wanted to see some pictures from the new camera. So in order to do that, I had to figure out what all the buttons and dials do on the camera. Then I had to figure out how to get the pictures out of the camera into the computer, and then I had to figure out how to get the pictures from the computer into his email and send it to him. Now, in order to do any of this, I had to read a 100-page manual, and I'm not a very good technician. So I was thinking to myself, well, maybe I'll just use the gift as a paperweight. But, you know, I can't do that because my brother gave me the gift. I really want to use it to its full potential. I want to get as most out of it as I possibly can. The reason I say this is because today we are celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is the ultimate divine gift. Because we get eternal life when we receive the Lord. So when we receive this gift, of course, we want to use this gift to its full potential. We want to get the most out of it as possible. So how do you do that? Value. Cost. What's the value of the gift will prompt us to use it to its full potential? Remember before the credit card, we used to have to pay cash for everything? So when you went to the restaurant, the first thing you would look at would be the prices, not the items, because you wanted to make sure that the price would match the money that would be in your pocket. I guess I'm not going to be eating steak tonight, right? So value is very important. Cost. We're thinking about cost. You know, when I was a little kid, I said to my father, I said, "Dad, how come you like to deer hunt? We go on a hunting trip all the time." He said to me, "Because you have a special experience when you have to hunt for your food. It's nothing like going into the supermarket. You go on a hunt, you see the deer, you hear its cry, you see it fall to the ground, and then you see in its face as it takes its last breath of life. And you experience that, you realize that a creature had just made the ultimate sacrifice so that you could live another day. You can't get that experience going to a supermarket. It's something that's unique. And when that happens, when you have that experience, you appreciate food so much more." So when we come to communion to receive the body and blood of Christ, it's an experience. We're experiencing the nails, the cross, the burial garments, the tomb. We're experiencing the cost, the price that God paid so that we could have the ultimate gift. And when you experience this, oh, we are grateful. And that great gratitude is always matched with generosity. They go together. And so that's how you're going to know that we're using this divine great gift to its full potential. It rises up to the level of generosity. That's how you value the gift.